Science and Technology.
Avian flu. Is an H5N1 pandemic brewing? A second human case in America is raising alarm.
On May 22nd, America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed a new human infection with the H5N1 avian influenza virus, a bug with pandemic potential that has spread rapidly among dairy cows in America. This is the second known human case linked to that outbreak. Both are farm workers with mild symptoms, probably infected by cows. Though no evidence yet exists of human-to-human transmission, America's public health authorities are on high alert. Half the national pandemic stockpile of H5N1 vaccine is being made ready to deploy. Influenza viruses infect many species. Occasionally, one infects a new host. When that happens, it could be highly lethal. H5N1, an avian influenza virus that has crossed over into numerous bird and some mammalian species, is one of those with pandemic potential, because humans possess no immunity. In the nearly three decades since H5N1 was first detected in geese in China, there have been around 900 known human infections worldwide, usually from contact with infected poultry. Nearly half of these were fatal. Still, mild or asymptomatic infections would have gone undetected, making the fatality rate lower. In 2022, H5N1 began to spread more widely among wild bird species, which carried it around the world, infecting numerous species of wild mammals, as well as farmed poultry and mink as they went. The virus is highly lethal in poultry, so farms in Europe, America and Asia have all had to cull hundreds of millions of birds in an attempt to stop its spread. This spring, H5N1 turned up in dairy cows on a farm in Texas. It has since been found in dairy herds in at least 9 states. In early May, the Food and Drug Administration found that about 20% of milk samples from store shelves across America contained H5N1, which is killed by pasteurisation, which suggests that the spread in dairy cows was wider than the limited testing of animals had confirmed. Farmers have balked at reporting outbreaks or testing cows for fear of losing income. Farm workers, many of whom are illicit immigrants who risk their daily wages if forced to isolate, have also gone largely unsurveilled. As of May 22nd, only 40 people with suspected H5N1 had been tested. But, says Jennifer Nuzzo, an epidemiologist at Brown University, if this were spreading human to human, we'd know. The immediate health risk, she says, is the infections in farm workers arising from uncontrolled spread in cows. Despite the lack of testing, it is encouraging that only 2 human cases linked to the cow outbreak have been confirmed so far. Milk from infected cows is loaded with the H5N1 virus, so exposure to it at milking stations would invariably lead to human infections, says Michael Warraby, an evolutionary biologist at the University of Arizona. If serious symptoms from such infections were common, more cases probably would have been logged by now. H5N1 can most easily infect human cells that have the same receptors as cells in birds, docking stations through which a virus enters, says Dr. Warraby. These can be found in human eyes as well as lungs. But cells in the upper respiratory tract of humans, an important body part for viruses that spread through coughs and sneezes, do not have these bird-like receptors. In order to start spreading easily between people, the virus needs to acquire genetic mutations that will allow it to infect those cells in the upper airways. So far, genomic analysis of H5N1 samples from American farms has not found any with these crucial mutations. All the same, the widespread presence of H5N1 in mammals with which lots of humans interact raises the odds of such mutations arising. It is worrying that this was spreading under our noses in a totally new host for months before it was identified, says Dr. Warraby. Surveillance systems that can detect, track, and limit the spread of new pathogens in farmed animals will be needed to prevent future pandemics. Otherwise, the next one could just as easily start in Texas as in Wuhan.